gospel lesson today is from Matthew 2, the story of the wise men. Hear this word of God for you today. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of all the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when this star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Be with us in this time and place, we pray. Amen. So I wonder if anything has grabbed your attention lately. Have you had any epiphanies or aha moments? And could it be God trying to draw you closer or take you on a new path in 2019? The kids in our church call these God sightings. Sometimes we talk about seeing God at work in the world. Some people call these things coincidences, but as Christians, we don't really believe in those. God is the one at work in our lives, not fate. The question is, do we see God? Today is the day to really stop and look for God. Today is the day to stop and think about how God is breaking into our lives, grabbing our attention. Today is the day to think about, what are our God sightings? Because today is January 6th, Epiphany Sunday, the 12th and final day of Christmas, the day we celebrate the wise men from the east who went out of their way to find the baby Jesus. The word epiphany means sudden appearance or revelation from God. And today's epiphany is about a bright and brilliant star. A sign from God that someone had been born, a savior, king of the Jews. It was a star that led these wise men on a journey that would change their lives forever and our lives too. These men who paid attention to the skies, these astronomers who studied and watched and waited, finally saw this awesome star, and they knew it was from God. They were not even Jews. They were scientists. But they knew this was something spiritual. They left everything to follow it. They saw this star and they didn't label it coincidence or dumb luck. They knew it was an epiphany. They left everything. They traveled an incredible distance and brought their finest gifts to this newborn Savior. I can only imagine the shock of their families as they told them that they would be leaving. And the shock of Herod and the chief priests when they arrived from the east looking for the new King of the Jews. When you think about it, what these men did took incredible courage. They took a leap of faith that this great star would lead them to something and someone amazing. And indeed, it did. The Bible tells us that when they finally reached Jesus, the place where the star stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. That brilliant star led them right to the Savior. And that's why they opened their treasure chests and gave their finest gifts. Gifts fit for a king. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And these wise men, they were able to find Jesus because they were paying attention. They were looking at the sky. They were looking for signs. They studied the sky every single night. And they knew when to stop and follow the one special star. So I wonder, in our lives today, are we paying attention? Are we paying attention to the skies in our lives? You know, when we are looking for stars outside, the sky is dark. We need to pay attention to our lives when things are dark, which makes sense, right? When things are hard, when things are not going well, when things seem dark all around us, that's when we ask God for a sign, right? That's when we ask God for help, right? That's when we need that little ray of hope, that tiny sliver of light, when things are dark. I asked my husband Ed one time what epiphanies he's had in his life, and one of the biggest was when his dad said, "Son, I think you need to go back to church." He knew there was a Presbyterian church in Owosso, so he did what an IT guy does. He Googled us. But you know when his dad said that to him? During his divorce. When things were hard, when the sky was dark. Is anything in your life dark right now? Are you looking for any kind of sign from God? Any kind of star, any little ray of light in a dark, dark sky? I find that God can use just about anything to be a ray of light. A star in a dark sky. God can use a song, a book, a conversation. God can use even an illness, a tragedy, some unexpected opportunity. I have found this to be true, especially in these past 15 months that I have been feeling not so good. And especially in the past three of desperately looking for relief from pain and exhaustion, that God uses all kinds of things to speak to me. Friday night, I had a dream. I believe God can and does use our dreams. And I dreamt of being in a cave. Not a touristy kind of cave with a bunch of people and lights, but a dark cave without any lights. And I was alone in this cave, and it was cold and dark, and I was all turned around. I didn't know which way to look, and suddenly I turned, and I just saw this little bitty sliver of light. And I started walking towards it, and this little ray of light got bigger and brighter, and I walked towards it. And it got bigger, and I realized that's the way out. It's far away, but it's the way out. When I woke up, I knew that God was telling me to hold on, to look for the ray of light in the situation and keep walking towards the light, no matter how far away it seems. How is God trying to get your attention? How is God shining a light in your darkness, in your situation? The truth is, we never know what ray of light, what star God might use to move us in a new direction, or to bring us closer to that God-given joy. I find that when we follow those stars that pop up in our lives, something important happens. When we do that, we are led closer and closer and closer to Jesus. And when we get closer and closer and closer to Jesus, we have the opportunity to bring our best to Jesus. In fact, we want to bring our best out of gratitude to God. The wise man brought those gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which were expensive gifts in their day. What will we bring out of gratitude for the greatest gift of all? When we see the light and we move closer to Jesus, will we bring our very best time and talent and resources, because we all have something to bring to Jesus? When we pay attention to our God sightings, when we follow the stars that God sends our way, friends, the result is joy. That's how we find our joy. The wise men were overwhelmed with joy because that star led them to Jesus. And that joy led them to give their finest gifts. The same thing happens to us today. We can follow the light that God puts into our lives. We can find joy because we can find Jesus. We can find opportunities to give of ourselves out of gratitude. That is the good news of Epiphany. And today, I want us to take that good news home with us. I want us to take it home and think about it all year long. All throughout Christmas, we are so good at doing and doing and doing and keeping busy and busy and busy. And today, I want all of us to be still and just receive. Receive the good news. Today on this Epiphany Sunday, I want to give each one of you a gift. It is a word. It's a word written on a star in honor of the Star of Bethlehem. These are all faith words. Each one of them is a word of inspiration, and every single one of them is applicable to every single one of us. This is a word I encourage you to reflect on all year long. Each yellow star has one word written on it, and it is a word just for you. In a minute after we pray, these are going to be passed by you in the offering plates, and I'm asking you to prayerfully reach in without looking and grab a star, believing that this word is for you in 2019. Take it home. Place it somewhere prominent, somewhere you'll see it every day. Take time to think about it. Look it up in the dictionary. Look up where it's found in the Bible. Allow it to speak to you all year long and remind you of God's presence and grace. Believe that it is a timely word for you all year long, even if at times you resist it. Know that it is a gift from God, a gift that keeps on giving, a gift you can hold on to. Know that this word is an epiphany, a sudden revelation of the presence of God in your life. It is a light shining into your life, a ray, a star of hope. Let it also be a star that inspires you to give. The wise men were so overwhelmed with joy when the star led them to Jesus that they opened their treasure chest and gave their finest to the Savior. May this word lead you to such joy and gratitude that you want to share the gifts of God with those near you. Before we receive our star words, let us pray to God to use them in our lives. Let us pray. Loving God, we acknowledge that we are not always ready to receive your best gifts for us. You have given us an epiphany word today in order that our searching will bring us to you. Gracious God, it is often our habit to turn aside or stumble over or even reject experiences and encounters that we later understand to have been precious gifts from you. Help us to be open to the gift that you offer us now through this word. We acknowledge that we do not fully understand what this word might mean for our faith, but we receive it in gratitude. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will enable us to live into our word with intention and faithfulness. We pray that as we come back a year from now, we will have grown knowing this word has taken root in our lives. This we pray in the name of your Son, our Savior Jesus, the one who was found by the Star of Bethlehem. Amen.
And just don't look, prayerfully reach in and grab.